नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
The Jharkhand police with the help of CRPF jawans finally started moving towards Kochang village in Khunti district of Jharkhand on Monday, where five women activists of an NGO were gang raped on last Tuesday while performing a street play to educate locals about trafficking of tribal girls. Apprehensive about the reaction from the local tribal population, the police has not yet begun any investigations in the matter. If the forces enter, they risk passing through the villages of the accused, John Jonas Kiddo and Balram Tidu, who are considered the top leaders of the Pathargadhi movement in Jharkhand. The women were assaulted under a conspiracy hatched out of vengeance by John Jonas Tidu, and cops ruled out the perpetrators were moved by any strong sexual lust. Newly appointed Chief Minister H.T. Kumaraswamy said his government was taking steps to ensure the information technology sector, a mainstay of the state, continues to grow and not just in Bengaluru. The CM said his government would encourage Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities such as Hubballi, Mangaluru and Belgaum to come up as IT destinations, which the previous Congress government was also planning. Over 2.5 crore people supposed to take the online examination for nearly 90,000 jobs offered by the railways in what was being touted as the world's largest recruitment exercise are yet to hear from the mass recruiter. The deadline for submitting applications was March 30, 2018, but the railways in its open advertisement had not given any timeline for the online tests. Now, 3 months after the last date, aspirants are still in limbo. As the BJP and its leaders maintain their silence, it is the Congress party that came out in support of External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj after she received a barrage of abuse for transferring an Islamophobic passport officer. Six people were killed after being struck by lightning late on Sunday evening, while many were rendered homeless as heavy rains uprooted makeshift homes in West Bengal. Former President Pranab Mukherjee's presence at an RSS valedictory session earlier this month has spiked people's requests to join the organization, particularly in his native West Bengal, a senior state RSS leader said on Monday. Ever since his speech at the Outfits event in Nagpur, requests to join RSS have gone up 5 times in Bengal. Taking on the critics who feel Dalits are being discriminated, Yogi Adityanath on Sunday raised the demand for quota for Dalits in minority-run institutions like Aligarh Muslim University and Jamia Millia Islamia in Delhi. He called on all those concerned for Dalits to raise the issue, reasoning that if institutions like Banaras Hindu University could provide the quota for Dalits, what was stopping these two minority-run institutions to follow the same example? Almost 1,500 residents of Delhi took to the streets on Sunday afternoon, braving the scorching sun in a bid to save the trees of the city. In what was a sample of Delhi's own version of the Chipko movement, residents, environmentalists and even children descended upon the peaceful neighbourhood of Sarojini Nagar. Ramesh Rawat stole rupees 80 lakh from his employer in Mumbai and distributed the money to poor in Vrindavan. Rawat, a native of Patan district in Gujarat, was arrested on Monday. He caught the eyeballs of locals as well as law enforcement agencies after he organized a lavish bhandara and distributed 2,000 rupee notes to anybody who attended it. Two SHOs along with all the policemen of Agamkuan police station of Patna were suspended on Monday after a high-level probe found them guilty of framing a minor boy in a motorcycle theft case because the victim had refused them free vegetables.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.